Another grueling and gruesome week in South African politics. With me is political commentator Solly Moeng. Welcome, Solly.
Hello, Chris. Lovely to see you and to the viewers out there.
Thank you, Solly. You're welcome. Let's go internationally first with the deepening mystery surrounding the apparent suicide of former police minister and ambassador Nathi Mtetwa.
Yeah, look, a lot of things are being said, claimed. Of course, on the South African side, this story seems unresolved because they first of all, there's a claim that they were not invited to be part of the investigations into the causes of death. Secondly, they have not seen the final report. The French apparently have announced that the report has been concluded and everything points to a suicide. Which seems to be what it is, right? But South Africans, this is a lot of speculation. And there would be a lot of speculation in South Africa, understandably so, because, you know, people disappeared. Gavin Woods died, apparently he lives on an island somewhere. Some people are saying, no, Mteto is also on some island. So people do all sorts of crazy things to escape justice. So there will be room for speculation in South Africa. People get, you know, hospitalized, they get shot or they shoot themselves. So the Mteto story, maybe the French need to just come out clearly or maybe share the report. I don't see why the French would want to be playing sinister games on this. They have no reason to do that. This is the South African stories. Issues were coming out of this Matlanga Commission and the link to past police ministers. And he was a past police minister. We don't know if he took his own life because he saw this shadow heading is his way, or whether somebody else decided to take him out because, you know, he would end up saying things he shouldn't say. But look, there's no indication. There's a lot of speculation. There is no indication that somebody was in there with him and pushed him out of that window. It's very clear that he fell out of that window. Nobody can say otherwise. But there's no indication that anybody else was with him. And we're going to be asking questions forever. The French must simply come in and say it was suicide, but they cannot. I don't see them coming in to say, okay, this is why this man killed himself or he would have been killed, because there's no such. So we can, yeah.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Alliance leader Gayton McKenzie continues to attract controversy. He's been accused of nepotism by allegedly appointing people close to him or party members in
McKenzie. He's learning a lot from the ANC. You know, look, the ANC has had 32 years of putting their own people in all the key positions of state, both inside South Africa and in our foreign missions abroad. So this guy has come in. It's not just one. Apparently, 4, 5, 6, 7 boards: the National Film and Video Foundation, National Library, SA Boxing, etc., etc. So he comes in to say, okay, look, we are in. I'm going to position my own people in. That's how you take control of stuff. And that's how the ANC over time has taken control of stuff, quietly deploying its own people into key institutions. And McKenzie is a man full of himself. This man builds, you know, he probably is the best gift to the world by God, if God exists. I'm saying, but these things catch up with him. And the things, the South African conversation we should be having is, having seen the ANC do certain things over time, because it's still the Makulu Bus of South African politics, how do we ensure that if Solly comes in or McKenzie comes in or so-and-so comes in, they don't get to do these things that are toxic? Because we can't just rely on the goodwill or good health of individuals, especially in a country where we vote over form rather than substance. You know, people come in there, they speak well in front of microphones. They say all the big things, and the Malemas of this world, the McKenzies of this world, the Adil Fadams of this world, they end up being lawmakers in a country that requires a lot more substance than just people coming in, you know, to play heroes and heroines. So we need to have a conversation in South Africa. What kind of qualification do we need for people to get into those spaces? And I'm not just talking about, you know, academic qualification. We would tend to think it's all about academic. So what kind of ethical grounding do we need? But also what kind of systems, checks and balances do we need to make sure that nobody ever, irrespective of what party they come from, gets to do to South Africa what has been done to it over the past 32 years.
Healthcare matters, but what matters most?
Having cover for the people who keep this business going.
Bonitas is there for you when it counts. Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa. Visit bonitas.co.za and find your plan.
Now, details are emerging of the relationship between Tenderpreneurs, Kat Matlala, who is on trial and appearing before the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry, and Ungwani Maumela, who is not on trial, who is not appearing before the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry, and whereabouts seem to be a mystery.
Yeah. Oh, it's about time. I think it's about time. I mean, this man's name has been like that name that shall never be mentioned for far too long. You know, we know that he is related in one way or another with President Ramaphosa. We know that Ramaphosa has denied knowing him. And then he was filmed, you know, apparently taking his casual walk, and suddenly, you know, this guy opened his gate. So there's a lot. There's a lot of money that went into this man's accounts. We know that all those cars that were purchased, and properties that were confiscated, and the links, and more tragically, it's the link to the Tembisa Hospital looting that happened. Babita Diokaran was killed. About 6 or 7 hitmen were found. The mastermind behind all of that has not been found. And this man has never been called by the Matlanga Commission. He's never been arrested. Okay, they went to take stuff from him, but to what extent have they given him time to hide stuff? So it's important that South Africans get to know not only the hitmen, the runners on the streets, but the masterminds behind what's going on in South Africa. So Maumela, I really hope that he gets called to come in. Now that his name has been mentioned at the Matlanga Commission, they cannot not call him. It would be like, okay, what's going on here? And I'm also happy that Matlala finally got to be pushed by Matlanga. Chief Justice Matlanga, retired judge Matlanga, to say, okay, look, you're not going to keep stonewalling us with a blanket excuse not to testify. Let's take this question by question by question. What is your stance on this one? What's your stance on the next one? This stonewalling, blanket stonewalling must stop. I think it has come to an end. I hope he continues to spill the beans where he must. This, I don't know this, I don't know that. Now, suddenly links with Msibi, the fellow who died, the taxi guy who died. Who are the big five of this so-called cartel? It's very clear that I think there's one or two names that are still to come out. But we need, South Africa deserves this, and there's got to be justice. There have to be a way for South Africans to be shown that nobody stands above the law, irrespective of whom they are related to.
Meanwhile, the African National Congress has named over 40 candidates for mayors in 8 metros. Does that mean that there are so many factions, Solly, that they couldn't risk naming a single person as a candidate for mayor in a metro?
The ANC has always been described as a broad church. I don't know what, I haven't heard anyone use that expression anymore these days. We don't know what it is. Look, we know that it's always been factionalized and it's gotten more and more toxic in recent days. Some people say that between Ramaphosa and his possible successor, Mashatile, they don't really see eye to eye on many political stories. But there's Fikile Mbalula now who's saying, okay, maybe we need people with postgraduate qualifications. And then I heard Mantashe saying, well, maybe they must have, I think it's Mantashe, they must have at least matric. If they don't have matric, maybe they must commit their matric exams or qualifications in the next year. But it's not enough. I mean, like I said earlier, we're not just looking for matric qualifications. Of course, there's got to be basic education. There's no doubt about it. We have to agree on what is required there. But we also, the ANC, what the ANC should be promising South Africa, especially the ANC, is that it will not politically interfere. Because a lot of times, key, very highly educated people at many of the SOEs, Transnet, Eskom, Denel, all of them, SAA, qualified South Africans, and let me specify, plus qualified black South Africans, expert people we want to look at and say, you see, they can do it. what they had underestimated before coming into those positions is the level of toxicity that comes with political instructions. Okay, your political minister, look at what's happening in the PIC, for instance. Politicians hovering above people who know how to do their work, or they should at least, given their education and professional experience. But when your political master comes in to say, no, this tender must go to that one, not to that one, or you must sign this, or you must not let this happen, that's where it all goes wrong. So you can get all the PhDs and all the MBAs you want. If the political parties are not stopped from interfering with the normal governance of institutions and municipalities, we're going to keep having the same conversation over and over again.
Well, one department that certainly does not have a shortage of highly educated people is the South African Revenue Service. And they've just announced an impressive 167 million rand cocaine bust at OR Tambo Airport.
Yeah, look, I think it's known now that over the past number of years, when our criminal justice system has been literally taken over by the criminal network, a lot of things were allowed to happen. We don't know who's benefiting. We don't know who's enabling these things. This latest bust, it's good that they found them, you know, but we don't know who would have been the person, given what's happening now. It's very hard to say, okay, it's linked to this one or that one. But the fact is, it's been happening over time. We hope that they catch more of these people. But also, it shouldn't stop there. You know, catching the runners, the girls and women sometimes who carry the trucks in their bellies, they should also trace the masterminds again. It's always the small guys who get caught. The big guys don't get caught. And a lot of times with big multi-million rand, and this is like 167 million rand, it's a lot of money. Somebody big must have been there to benefit. We need to get to those people, because if we don't get to them with this one, as we haven't in the past, they will keep doing it over and over again. Because levels of impunity in these circles are massive. Of course, they will assassinate, they will kill people, they will offer bribes, they will probably blackmail people. But we should find these people. We should be known as a country that says no and that does something about it. For now, we're a country where everything goes. And it has got to stop at some point.
While you're on the lack of accountability and the lack of consequences, what else happened in the past week that you would like to rant about?
Well, it's over the past 5 years, you know, what really frustrates me is like, where are the masterminds? I mean, Babita Deokaran, as we mentioned here, she was killed. Remember the under-director SAA, he spoke about a highly placed political mastermind over what was going on at Eskom, who was almost like playing as an obstacle for certain investigations not to happen. He has never mentioned that person. So that mention is still alive or not alive anymore, but that person is still there. It's a politician. It's a highly placed politician. And there are many others. So what are we to do with all these people who play such crucial, toxic, dangerous roles for South Africa? We never get arrested. 10 professionals or so have been assassinated in South Africa over the past 5 years, you know, from the brother and father business rescue practitioners and many others. I mean, we have big names that we keep mentioning, like Babita, and of course we should not stop, and others who have been killed, but we don't talk about them a lot. But all these things are linked. In the end, we arrest the guy who shoots, okay, the hitman, where we can, but the people who ordered them to do that. So we've got to think about this in a different way. How do we get people to talk? The same way Madlanga has to say, well, these doctors who keep issuing fake medical certificates to criminals or to criminal suspects, maybe there's a different way to do it, so that we set examples to doctors who play, or to lawyers. You know, Konaz was also mentioning lawyers who seem to be playing a part. They are being paid to protect small guys who shouldn't be having the money they have to hire such expensive senior counsels. So how are we going to come to a point in South Africa where we say fine at this level, but we need to go higher to get the big names out there. We can't have the same thing happening over and over again and pretend to be surprised. This is really fresh. So it's a reform of institutions. It's a reform of the way we think about things so that things don't happen again. And we can't have the same people in power determining how the changes happen. Like civil society groups, experts outside of government must come together to say, enough is enough. This is how we're going to do this thing.
I think by now many people have lost whatever faith they might have had in political parties. So maybe we will see a stronger civic movement.
Yeah, we should. I think our biggest weakness is that we're divided. You know, our biggest problem is that we are divided. South Africans, there's a lot more that brings us together across race, across religion, across gender than things that divide us. Let us ignore these politicians who think that we are not one and show them we are one, because the bulk of South Africans are neither in the left nor in the right. They're in the center. They're white, they're colored, they're Indian, they're gay, lesbian, religious, Muslim, Jewish, and all that. We should come together and take back this country. That's what we should be doing.
Thank you. That was political commentator Sonny Mueng speaking to BizNews. I'm Chris Stain. Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you, Chris.